we start our classes with a quick story. So this is a story quoted in the Talmud in Baba Kama, where we are taught the laws of monetary matters. What are our rights? What are our obligations? And you'll notice that in Judaism, the focus is on what must I give, not what am I entitled to receive. How must I treat others? By default, I understand how I too must be treated. It's very different than Western civilization, which focuses on what are my rights. In Judaism, we focus on what are your obligations. Being that all people have similar obligations, so then we infer what are my rights. But really, the focus is what am I obligated to do? In the world, you'll find that there are civilizations that focus on the general good. You go into the Far East, you'll see that all of society, their whole attitude is what's good for the general good, and a person who thinks about himself can often be viewed as selfish. Then you have societies like the Western societies that focus on the individual, every person's rights, and the general good is less important. And then Judaism takes a balance between the two, where we focus on our responsibility to others, but we're also told, don't forgo your own rights, as we will learn in an explicit Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, that the Mishnah says, you must first know what is Sheli, what belongs to me. Then, when you understand what are your rights, you could also understand what are others' rights. If a person says Sheli, then he could say Shelach, I give you a right to use it. But if you live in a society where everything is everyone's, then nothing's anyone's. There's a very important concept of what is mine and what is ours, and how I will do kindness with what is mine, and I will make it available to you. But not that we are forgoing the rights of the individual. It's a very special balance. The world was looking for a good way for society to function. The world's been searching. And you have the kibbutzim, you have the socialists, you have the systems in Russia, in China. And they've proven that they don't work. The Torah tells us an interesting balance. First of all, you have obligations, but those obligations infer your rights. After you have your rights, you have to know what's a good person, how you could help others with what is yours. And our story focuses on a person who was clearing his field of stones, which you have to do in order for the crops to grow. Now, he could have used those stones to build a fence. He could have piled up the stones in the corner. But he didn't. He did what was easiest. He took all these big stones and shoved them over into public domain, where there was a path that people were passing. Now, a chassid walked by, looked at him, and called out to him and said, "How unwise. What are you doing? Why are you clearing the stones from a place that does not belong to you to a place that does belong to you?" So the man pauses in his work. He looks at him and laughs at him. Says, "Fool, what are you talking about? I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm clearing the stones from the place that's mine to the place that isn't mine, to the path." The man didn't answer, but kept walking. The person thinks about this fool and keeps clearing his field and laughing. Days passed, and the guy lost his wealth. He had to sell his field. He had to work by someone else. And one time it was the late afternoon, the early evening, it was dusk, and he was returning from work, and he was thinking back to the days when he had it better, when he was better off, when he still owned his own field. And as he was walking, he wasn't paying attention to where he was walking, and suddenly he stumbles on this huge pile of stones, and he barely gets up, and now he's bruised, he's hurting. He looks around, where is he? And he sees, that used to be my field. And these pile of stones I put here. I spent the day clearing them into this path. And then he called out and said, how right that person was. He wasn't stupid, I was stupid. I took the stones out of the field. The field is no longer mine. But the public domain I threw it in, that's something that's always mine. And now, when I don't have the field and I need the path, so now I'm the one that stumbled over my own stones. I hurt myself. And this story illustrates, we sometimes think of public domain as something that we can easily dispose things into. People drop their wrappers into public domain. A guy was once seen in this is a famous story, a Rebbe sees a student using a Gemara, and he's bending the Gemara, and it's getting ruined, and the Rebbe looks at him, and he says, "You're ruining the Gemara the way you're leaning on it." So the student says, "Don't worry, it's the Yeshiva's Gemara." It's a mistake. It's a mistake. And the truth is that this is part of what we have to teach our kids. These are things that if you train your kids when they're young, so then it stays in their blood. It's part of the midot that have to come from the home, that a person has appreciation. I'm not allowed to just throw my garbage into public domain. It's asul, and it's also wrong. You know, people, it doesn't matter if they live in Israel or in Chutz Laaretz, it's wrong. People sometimes ask me, "Are you a Zionist?" I say, "Wait, let's clarify. Before we talk about Zionism, there is a social contract here. You live in this country. You use the traffic lights. You use the system the country has. You can't do things that go against the system. You're part of society, and you can't ignore that. You want to tell me you'll celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, you won't celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut. Okay, it's a different question. But who said you could skimp on taxes? Taxes is something you're benefiting from. They're cleaning your streets. They're paving your streets. You have water. A person's going to say, "I'm not a Zionist." Okay, don't be a Zionist, but you're part of the society and you're benefiting from society. So Chazal told us that there are obligations that pertain to the fact that we're members of society. It's not an issue of do I believe in the government or don't believe in the government. It's an issue of we all live together and we have to make it work, and that's part of our obligation. And in essence, we have to remember, like the wise man taught him, the public domain is what's ours. Everything else today, it's ours. Who knows what'll be tomorrow.